You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Henry.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Control-Alt-Delete. Ben has gone home early for Thanksgiving, so he will not be joining. He just walked in the door.
Oh my.
We honestly thought he was going home.
Same.
What did you do? Did you prank us? Whoa. What is that? Reverb.
Strange. Now my parents aren't here yet, so I'm going to chill here for a bit.
You're chilling here for a bit?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we didn't set up a mic for you because we honestly thought you weren't going to be here. So Ben has just walked in the door. I'm actually taken off guard.
So Ben, what happened?
He should speak into your mic because we don't have anything.
Right. Were you planning? I'll do it interview style. Now, Ben, were you planning on leaving or did you just tell me that?
Oh, I actually was planning on leaving because, you know, I want to have a real nice dinner with my family and get out of here. But, you know, some things just don't happen.
So are you leaving tomorrow or are you leaving tonight?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
I'm leaving tonight.
I am leaving tomorrow as well. As well as with Henry.
Are you driving? Of course you're driving back. Is like your mom coming to pick you up or
no,
is it like a bus?
No, my brother's coming to pick me up. He's picking me up and my friend from Lehigh.
Mm. Nice. Yes, if you didn't know, we are currently attending Lafayette College, and this weekend we had our big Lehigh rivalry game. It's like the 152nd rivalry game of football. They won like 42-20 or something like that, which 20-21, Ben corrected, which was of course disappointing, but somewhat expected because we don't have the best football team right now.
That's certainly one way to put it.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun though. Everybody had a great time.
It was fun.
It seemed everybody had a great time. Some people had a better time than others. Some people had too good of a time.
Ben did a good job in the band. Let's hear it for Ben.
Yeah, Ben was in the band. He's on the tuba.
It's called a sousaphone.
He says it's called a sousaphone in a marching band.
But I'm not that type of guy, so.
But he's not that kind of type of guy, so whatever.
He's not what type of guy?
The kind of guy to correct me on the instruments.
The instrumentation?
Well, clearly.
Remember, you don't have a mic right now, so they can't hear you that well.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's get into this first song so we can get your mic set up, because you're here now. first song. This week is special because we actually have a theme for all of our songs. Matt, what's our theme?
Well, why don't we play this first song, it'll kind of reveal the theme.
Okay.
And then...
So we're going kind of mysterious, but yeah, so pretty blatantly obvious after you hear this first song.
But less blatantly obvious than saying the name of the theme.
Yep.
Anyways.
All right, so here's our first song.
Let's not even say the title.
Not even say the title. Here we go.
Yeah.
You just heard Different Colors by Walk the Moon. Ben, can you give us a little test on your microphone to make sure it's working and everything?
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. All right, does that work?
Yeah, that works fine. Great. So you just heard Different Colors by Walk the Moon. So, Matt, that kind of gives a broad description of what our theme may or may not be. I'm not at liberty to tell you right now.
Is it about walking?
Nope.
Oh.
Close. Yeah, so
No. It's about lunarness.
Should I just say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I was really bored. It was like last Tuesday night or something.
At midnight?
It was like midnight. I was really bored. I was on Spotify. And I was trying to put some songs in. Well, originally I had the idea of doing a week where we would do all songs that have one word in the title, like a specific word. But I couldn't think of a specific word that would have good songs. So I decided, what about a different type of theme? So I decided, what if we do songs that all have different colors in them? That might be fun.
Ha! Colors.
Like, so, yeah. So, like, you know, we got red. We got a song that has red in it.
Mm-hmm. We have several songs that have red in it.
We do.
We have several songs that have black in it. We have several songs that have gold in it.
Yeah, we got all.
We got all kinds of different colors.
The whole coloring box.
The whole coloring box?
Crayola, whatever.
Well, the whole Crayola.
Crayon box.
The whole Crayola experience, because we are in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there's a Crayola experience here.
Yes, yes, there is.
But
do you have the color of freedom?
No.
No, we are not playing Freebird, man. We already played that.
Played that too.
Plus, it doesn't match with our colorful theme we have going this week. All right, we should go to the next song, considering it's already 4:11.
Well, I was thinking, do we want to do it in color order?
No.
Shot. I got shot down. Okay.
Here we go.
That was my brother's idea, by the way. So,
next song, Ben, you want to introduce?
I don't know what it is. I just walked in. Oh wait, he's pointed at something.
It's the second song on the playlist.
Is it Yellow from Coldplay?
It certainly is.
So the color is yellow in this one.
Is it?
That wasn't obvious.
Is it, Matt?
Yeah, is it
the
is.
Color? I thought it was brown. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
I'm colorblind, so I don't know what it is anyways.
Yellow by Coldplay.
You know I love you so. myself trying.
Whoopsies. And we're back. Sorry, I messed up at the end there. I didn't realize how fast it was going to end. You just heard Yellow by Coldplay and Red Dress by Magix. That's M-A-G-I-C with an exclamation point, all caps. That's a very strange font. All right. Who wants to introduce the next song?
Don't look at me. I don't know what it is.
Yes, I think you. Well, I know. I think you'll like it. I know you don't know what it is, but I think you'll like it, Ben.
Yes, the next song I picked. Well, not specifically for you, Ben, but I knew you'd like it. Mm-hmm. When I saw it on Spotify, because essentially how I put together this playlist was just honestly just Googled, searching just like searched
colors
on Spotify.
I just looked through my giant playlist and said, "Oh, that's a color." Put it in.
So I wasn't expecting to be here, so I didn't add anything to the playlist.
So we did yellow, we did red, and now we're going to do purple in the form of "Purple Haze" by Jimi Hendrix.
Here we go.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. rain seat door turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
And we're back. You just heard Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix and Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. I love those songs. Those are awesome. Well, it's around 4:30, so I might as well say this again. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Also, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my friend Belle, who tuned in. She sent me a Snapchat saying she's listening, so shout out to her. And time for PSA. Should I just go ahead and read it?
Yeah,
why not?
All right. This one's called Funny Habits. Just like we think our pets do funny things, they probably think the same about us. Like, why do we talk incessantly on those things we call cell phones? Or why do we always hide their toys in the same place? But despite any funny habits you may have, a shelter pet will love you no matter what. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org.
Wow, the writing on that one was just it's impeccable.
Pretty top-notch right there. Some scholarly article, journal-level stuff right there. All right. Next song. Matt, you want to introduce?
Yeah, sure, why not? Okay, so the next song is A Color That... I'm not even really sure what it looks what I think it's I, like a I pinkish forget. Reddish.
Yeah, I think it is too.
It's not a usual color. You're not gonna get it in your 8-pack of Crayola crayons, that's for sure.
Is it puce?
No. You might get it in your like 64 or 128 deal, but not your 8-pack.
Yeah.
Anyways, the color It's a metaphor.
Who buys 128 crayons?
You can get a box. You can get a 128 box.
People who like to color things very particularly.
Anyways, this song is called simply Chartreuse by Capital Cities.
We painted our faces. first, then secondly fight with all my might. I've blown my cover in plain view. I'm as plain as you, but you can't deny my hues. Red, blue, chartreuse.
And we're back. You just heard Chartreuse by Capital Cities and Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison.
So just an update and rather a correction, I suppose.
Yeah.
Chartreuse, as I said before, is not like a reddish color, as I think.
I thought it was too. Like, I never cared enough to figure out what it was in the first place. So thank you for Googling it for me.
It's like a mix between a lime green and like a yellow. It's not the best of colors, if you ask me. It's kind of vomity, to be honest.
I think that in higher class terms, they describe that as champagne. Is it champagne color?
It's like an olive. It's like
olive.
Okay. It's like a bright. It's like a lime green mixed with an olive green.
Is it a neon tree kind of color? Get it. Get it.
That's a different
like
band.
Like the band.
Okay.
Band.
That's pretty good. Sorry, that was so funny. I forgot to laugh.
I realize there's a lot of bands that have colors, but I didn't. There's not that many. I mean, there's a lot of songs, but like, it's a big thing for bands to have colors in the title.
Yeah, it is.
But that didn't count in our little.
No, I don't think it did. Hang on one second. I gotta find something really quickly.
What do you mean you have to find something? Haven't you guys prepared? This is the show without me? Oh,
it was a laugh track for my joke, my amazing joke. Look at that. There we go. See, that's what I deserved. Oh. All right, next song. Matt, you want to introduce or me?
You can do it.
All right. Actually, I can't really see the full title, so you do it. Plus, you probably know more.
I also can't see the full title. But
all right. I just don't know what it is.
Hold on a sec. I can do this, and I can do this, and now I still can't see the full title. Oh, no, I can. I can. Okay. It is called That Green Gentleman, and then in parentheses, Things Have Changed By, and I realize when I say this, we play them pretty much every week, which is not a bad thing.
It's not. They're good. They're good.
Panic at the Disco.
By Panic at the Disco.
Ben actually knew it this time.
I knew it. Well, I knew the song, so that's why.
Well.
It's from their album, Pretty Odd, but it's called That Green Gentleman.
And that's pretty, period. Odd, period.
Oh, is it? I didn't even notice.
They got the little periods. All right, here we go.
I leave the city.
You just heard That Green Gentleman, Things Have Changed For Me. I still can't say the title.
It is That Green Gentleman. Just Things Have Changed, I think.
Things Have Changed by Panic at the Disco off their album Pretty Odd.
Yeah.
What did you think, Ben?
I liked it. I own the song, so it's good.
I haven't. I mean, I love Panic at the Disco, but admittedly,
the windows just opened on their own because of the wind. It's so windy outside.
Admittedly, I haven't listened to that album like at all.
Yeah, neither have I. I only know that, like, their big number one hits, off their most recent album.
I've listened to their old album a lot and their two newest ones, but I haven't listened to the others that much, which I really should get on. I should get on that. But anyways, so that was That Green Gentleman by Panic at the Disco. Ben, next song.
You're gonna love this song, Ben.
Black Ivory from Elefante.
Yep, here we go.
Taste of mezcal on my breath. Let me get this off your chest. Open your my mom wrote the jets falling out, make you lose control.
And we're back. You just heard Black Ivory by Elefante and Silver Tongue by Young the Giant.
Two great song choices by the one and only Henry Condon.
Oh, thank you.
That's really good, dude. I usually try and listen to the songs at least like partially just to get the vibe of them before the show, but I didn't have time this week. The rest of the songs, well, besides the few that I know, are pretty much brand new to me.
Awesome.
Those two were great.
Got a lot more kind of new, kind of obscure stuff coming up very, very soon. Matt, do you want to give a PSA while Ben is in the other room talking to, I think, his mom?
Ben's in the room with his mom right now, so, yeah, sure.
Let's find... Oh, here's one. Do that.
All right. Okay. I believe this is the first PSA we ever did.
I think it is, too.
A little bit of a throwback here. All right. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse.
One in six
Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die.
Food poisoning.
But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods.
Remember to separate them.
Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov, Ben. Ben's joining us back.
Hey, Ben.
This was a public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
So separate your foods so that you're not getting salmonella.
Yeah, when you're cooking the turkey on Thursday.
Oh, yes.
Don't cut it. Or prepare it or whatever you do to a turkey. I don't really know, to be honest.
I mean, you're stuffing like the vegetables inside of it, so I mean, of course they're gonna be mixed there.
Do you do the stuffing in the bird?
I mean, some people do, and like
I don't do that.
Yeah, well,
some people do, and if
to each their own. Then just be careful. Make sure it's cooked. Make sure it's not raw.
Don't want to
just don't become a statistic. You know,
poison your family.
Don't want to poison your family.
You want to know how you can avoid that?
How? How bad?
You deep fry your turkey.
Okay. Well, some people don't want to do that. Some people want to do it the old fashioned and healthier way.
I've had a deep fried turkey. It's not really unhealthy. I don't think.
Oh, it's not? I thought like deep fried is inherently more unhealthy because it's adding oil.
But it's like the whole turkey, so like it's really just like cooking it in the oil. But it's not like when you cut into it.
Oh, I suppose. Like, yeah, because there's like less surface area.
Yeah. It's not like you're like frying something small that just like
That makes sense.
I've had it before. It's not bad, but then again, I don't really understand. Like if you, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like why buy a deep fried turkey?
Yeah.
When you could just put it in the oven that I would assume you have if you're...
Also, really quick, one additional PSA. If you are going to deep fry a turkey, please be safe about it because there have been a lot of like terrible accidents over the years of just people like seriously burning themselves because they misjudged how much oil they needed and when they like put the turkey in, then the oil spat out everywhere and burned things. So yeah, just be careful when you're doing that. Be safe.
And don't throw water on it.
Don't throw water on a grease fire. That's also another very important thing. You want to deprive it of oxygen. You don't want to give it more fuel, and water will actually contribute to
the
flame.
College students, we know these sort of things. We've made these mistakes.
Well, some of us have, Ben. All right.
Have you not had a ramen noodle related injury yet?
No, I have not. Well, I mean, if you count like a burned tongue an injury, then yes. But
that's part of the experience.
I have not set a roof on fire, no.
Wait, why would you set roof on hot fire?
Well, I was like being you in that situation because you have set... No, I'm kidding. You haven't done that.
No, Matt set Watson on fire. Well, is that not true?
I think we talked about this in the show before, but I didn't set it on fire.
No, you were just present when it was being set on fire.
Well, I mean, I was...
You were an accomplice.
I was one of the two who were cooking at the time.
Oh, okay.
So technically, but it didn't... We didn't set anything on fire. We just set up the smoke alarm and...
And ruined the night.
I was taking a nap, Matt. I was taking a nap.
It was like Saturday at like 7 o'clock. I think it's your fault that you were taking a nap on Saturday at 7 o'clock.
Hey, man, don't you like chew him out for like his decisions, what he wanted to do on Saturday night. You're the one who like set off the fire alarm and could have killed everyone.
Well, I mean,
nothing.
It was just the smoke. He was cooking some sausage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long story.
For like pasta.
It's really not that long of a story, but I don't want to.
That's fine. We should go to the next song.
I told it the week.
I think you did, yeah.
But I don't remember. I couldn't imagine that I wouldn't have told it because it was kind of funny.
I think our listeners might want to get back to the music.
Yeah, they're probably like, because I don't
why are they,
most people.
Why are they still talking? I hate the sound of their voice.
Yeah.
That Henry Katie doesn't sound that good on radio.
No, you sound good on radio. I do not.
Well, maybe we should continue on.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to do the next one?
Yeah, this song is called Cream on Chrome by Ratatat. Thank you.
was a boy from the hills that rained so much before she came. Then I saw you, we grew together, we were just the same. We fell in love, oh so desperately, against the family's will. We planned to run away, she said to meet me at night on the hill. They'll never find us, that's what she said. We could have made it out, but in the night they saw her life. Now there's nothing more than this, a lonely sky amongst the mist. Now you're gone, my black swan. I know there's nothing left to say, but if you ever fly my way, sing your song. Now you're gone, look so strong, my black swan. And they said the case was a mystery, the jury set them free. Now the town
back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Henry.
I'm Matt.
I'm Ben.
And this is Control Alt Delete. You guys just heard Cream on Chrome by Ratatat and Black Swan by one of my favorite bands, The Struts.
Did we skip one?
No, we didn't. You're talking about the next song? 10,000 Emerald Pools by Borns. That's coming up next.
I think the order is
switched. I just switched it up.
So, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
Really quick, just want to give a quick shout out to my man Lovejoy.
Lovejoy.
He is an amazing person. He's a great addition to this campus on which we all reside. Love him to death. Yeah. Shout out to him.
And another shout out, because I think he's also listening, to Jake from Watson.
Yeah, Jake from Watson. Yes.
Jake
yes.
from State Farm. Jake,
no,
he may
no,
or may not be still listening, but if he is, I'm sure.
He's a chill dude. Shout out to him.
Yeah. The next song is... Ready to move in? We can... Okay. Next song is 10,000 Emerald Pools by Borns.
Emerald
we're back at you one more time. By one more time, I mean three more times before the end of the show. You just heard 10,000 Emerald Pools by Borns off their album Candy. Should we just go straight to the next song?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right.
Still don't know what
next
it is.
Song, Golden by Parade of Light. I have a feeling you're not going to like this one.
Great.
Here we go. And we're back. You just heard Golden by Parade of Lights and Red Hot Lights by Moon Taxi. Like, it's kind of nice how the artist of the last song and the title of the song match up together. Moon Taxi is one of my favorite bands right now. They're from Nashville, which is awesome.
That's debatable.
Well, thanks for that boost of confidence there, Ben.
I'm just questioning your hometown.
Nashville is incredible. You would love it, honestly.
Is there a lot of barbecue there?
Of course.
Then I would love it.
Yes. It's Nashville, Tennessee. There is definitely a lot of barbecue there. And there's hot chicken, too, which is awesome. And you guys should all try it, but only in Nashville, because everywhere else does it wrong.
Hot chicken?
Hot chicken. It's like fried chicken, but with like awesome spices that make it really spicy.
But I don't like spicy foods.
Well,
now I don't like Nashville anymore.
Well, you're just not. I love spicy foods. Like a lot. Nothing is spicy up here. I haven't had anything in Upper, Lower, or Simons, or Gilbert's, or any of, or Marquee, or anywhere else on this campus or in East of that has, like, I've been unable to eat because of how spicy it is. Because it just hasn't been that spicy at all.
Is there an Indian restaurant out here? Is there?
Probably. I mean, I would.
Then you have to go try that then.
I mean, I love Indian food. Indian food's awesome. One more song for you guys today. It's by Galantis or Jalantis, to each their own.
The cat.
But it's Galantis.
Galantis. Or Jalantis for those of you who know how to pronounce things correctly.
Or the weird cat.
I looked it up. It's Galantis.
Well, my opinion says you're wrong. So
also, you didn't cite that, so therefore you're wrong.
Yeah, got to point out your sources.
They were being
formatted bibliography, MLA style.
I forget what video it was, but they were being interviewed, and they said we're Galantis.
Oh, well.
Wait, there's more than one?
It's two people.
Yeah, it's two people. And actually, one of them is in another band.
Is in Mike Snow.
Mike Snow, yeah. Yeah, I think we said that last week, possibly, yeah. Anyway.
You're going to love this one, Ben.
It's a good one. It's a good one, Ben. I thoroughly enjoy the song. Ben's going to love it, of course. He's flaring his nostrils in love right now. Here we go. This is Gold Dust. Thank you. You just heard Gold Dust by Galantis, and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in the good old city of Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Henry.
I'm Matt.
I'm Ben.
And this is Control-Alt-Delete, logging off.